On Binghamton University Week, untangling the evolution of hybrid plants can be tricky. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Adam Session, assistant professor of biological sciences, gets into the weeds.
If you are interested in science or have kept a garden, you're probably familiar with hybrids. Hybrids, common in plants, yeast, and animals, contain chromosomes from two or more parent species. In some instances, including cotton and goldfish, these disparate parental chromosomes become doubled, a condition known as allopolyploidy. Unlike past methods of deciphering allopolyploid ancestry, which use comparison with related non-hybrid species, our method allows us to discover distinct ancestries by looking at genomic patterns in the hybrid itself. This enables us to trace these genomes back to the parent species. Different species carry different sets of repetitive elements. Therefore, if we find different repetitive elements in different chromosomes of a polyploid, we can identify the unique contributions of each ancestor. We applied this method to study well-studied polyploids, where all ancestors survive, like cotton and tobacco, as well as other species where one or more ancestors may be extinct, like strawberries and goldfish. In many cases, the ancestors of living polyploids are not known. Using our method, we can deduce the ancestral origin of different chromosomes by studying the polyploid genome itself and dividing the chromosomes into sets or subgenomes derived from their various ancestors. In addition to identifying the subgenomes, we can reveal the order in which they were arranged. Polyploid genome evolution is not only important to understanding the biology of crops. The ancestor of all vertebrates was also polyploid. So understanding the complex evolution of these organisms informs our own biology as well as the wider field of plant biology. Many important crops like maize and emerging biofuel crops like miscanthus and switchgrass are affected by this process, and we hope to take advantage of their genomic flexibility to breed new and improved varieties.
That was Adam Session of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.